Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I am so excited to be with all of you today. I apologize for the little bit of delay. It is the airy season for sure. Everything is coming at us at once this morning. I want to welcome you. It feels like I've been away forever because I have, but I definitely want to welcome you this morning. To be with me. It is March the 23rd, if I'm not mistaken. And it is the noon hour here in Central Florida. It is a gorgeous day, so much so that we've been spending a little time outdoors. I have some new friends that I'll be sharing with you soon. But we have a family of raccoons and a family of armadillos. We have a family of possum. We have a family new kitty cat hanging around and things like that. So I'm definitely getting into the nature and the vibe of all these things. And many years ago, Mark had sent me a statue at my house down in Stewart. And he was definitely doing something because it was about me and the animals. And I really can't get enough of them. So that's probably my plan for this summer, is to hang out and see how many friends we have here, and definitely really becoming one with nature. Yeah, it's definitely a non-petting zoo. Jane, I love that. It is so true. And I can't help myself, you know, it's just one thing after the other. And Sydney says some things never change, but that's what we're doing. And I'm super excited about it. I am in the midst, as you all know, of wedding planning. My son's wedding is merely less than 2 weeks away. So I will be so excited to come back the following Monday and share with all of you briefly, because I am ready to get it finished. And definitely excited to get on the other side of that. I am grateful that you're all with us today. We've had some, I want to make sure that you can all hear me clearly. We've had some rearranging of the office unexpectedly by Jackson himself. So it'll take me a minute or two to get back in order, but we made it and I'm super happy about that. I want to say good morning to those of you, Mariposa Mom, good morning to you. Jane, I see you. Nadine. Lori, hello to you, and Maya, Fairy, Pamela, Lara, Kat, Ness, hello to you, Randy, Michelle and Quelly, and Shelly, hello, Laura, happy anniversary to you, and Lynn, and everyone else coming on in. I'm super grateful. Hi, Denise, thank you for telling me. I'm so happy that I'm not only happy that I'm able to be with you all, I am beyond grateful. And I know many of you will be laughing under your breath. I could not wait for this airy season more than I've ever not waited for something in my life. I am super grateful. It does feel like things are lifting. I hope you are all feeling it, almost so much so that we have to make sure the train stays on the track. In the meantime, you know, I've been attending a church service with my husband on Sundays, and I cannot tell you enough how much gratitude I have for that, because when we come from different backgrounds in our lives, and many of you do, with not only your partners, but we have to remember everyone is really threaded and connected and tied, but we come from different places. And when that happens, it takes a little while to navigate that intimacy or that bond or that closeness. And really being able to mesh with one another, whether it's your friend or your neighbor or your partner or your spouse or whoever it is, your employer, your coworkers, whomever, your children, no matter what or how or where we come from, there is always that thread and that coming together when we over and over again, you may fail, you may get frustrated, you may want to give up. There are things that occur that are not always going to work. And I think that really, I think it's a lesson of really not throwing in the towel around such an incredibly important topic, because we all have different beliefs and we all resonate in a different way. But then when you come together, or when you can really find that thread or that synchronicity, it really does pay off. And I'm enjoying that piece. And at the same time, learning a value, I think, that I could take into what we share. And one of the things that were talked about and shared yesterday was how much we hold on to certain things in ourselves. And you know, the Aries energy, we all have an excuse now to be selfish, right? Or perhaps temporarily focused on self, because we are refreshing ourselves with a very new year, with a new beginning. And in every moment, I feel this is the time of year we all feel like we need something new. We want something new. We can come out of into the world again, and the sky is blue and the birds are chirping and the flowers are growing and all of these exciting new things. So our seeds are now renewed, you know. Now, hopefully in that last happy retrograde cycle, and I'm saying this with sarcasm, oh boy, it was a wet blanket, but as you all know, now we're dried out, you know, we're coming into new times here, and we get to really think about what it is, as I say, selfish. We are all very selfless at the same time. And Aries reminds us to really focus. And I'm sure you guys just watched Mark Husson a few minutes ago. And I know he filled you all with so much new wisdom and understanding of how everything is working in the sky. But for myself, with the Aries energy, I truly know that it's a good reason to start fresh. And if you don't start fresh within yourselves, then you really can't attract in this new year, this new cycle, this new season, what it is that you want to attract. Because we could say all day long that we forgive someone. And I know many of you are going through, or I say some of us are going through issues with other people, or perhaps something from the past. I think Pisces brought us so deep back into the past, and I know many of you have seen and experienced this, that now with Aries, we get to put that all away. But before we do, and we do have a shadow here, a shadow period till the 9th, before we put it all away and package it up nice and tight, we want to make sure that we go a little deeper. And what we were talking about yesterday was how if we have something broken inside of us, we could say things all day long. How many of us say we forgive, we forget, we put it behind us, we keep moving, but we have that piece of us that, yeah, how many of us say, I forgive you, and then your little brain is going, but I'll never forget. Or I'm hanging on to that piece, or it's going to take me a while, or all of the what ifs, or the yes, but I've gone through so much. All of these excuses, I can't see this to a new place with you. You know, these kinds of things. We have this critic and this negative self-talk that's always downplaying the things that we really want to do, like forgive and forget, like move forward, like start over. Let it go, you know, these kinds of things. C.A. Brooks used to say, look in the windshield, not the rear view mirror, you know, let's get off the pity party or whatever it is. And so we let go of these things. In the meantime, we want to go forward. And what happens is if we hold these little grudges, or we, even to the point of acknowledging we know someone was wrong and they never really apologize, we still hold that little piece. And so what happens is that we kind of stay broken and we poison what flows through us in some way without realizing it's that lack of flow or that brokenness that keeps the waters flowing with more waves or more undercurrent or whatever it is, that because we are mostly water as humans, right? And so we want to keep that real clean, refreshed vibe, and we want to be able to attract what we want to attract and all of these things. And so what happens is we don't want that poisoned water. We don't want to put up this barrier or this contamination of ourselves out into the world, because we want to start attracting what we align with. And Christine, good morning to you, and big hug to you too. Sending you a big hug right back. And like I'm saying about alignment, we want to make sure we clear some of the things in the past to bring more alignment into our now. And so with the Aries cycle, you have every reason, every right, and every excuse in the book to go on and focus on what it is you're still hanging on to, and make sure you place a value on cleansing anything that you can from a deeper level, okay? And then we can go on new. And so I'm really wishing you all a very happy astrological new year. I am super excited to be with all of you today. And I really, really believe that coming forward, we're going to see a lot of brighter days. I know it's a little crazy. I'm not avoiding or ignoring the collective of what's happening today. I'm also paying attention, and I do obviously have that piece of me that is very, very protective. So I keep an eye on things probably more than you guys would believe. And we're just going to do the best we can a day at a time and try to do the best we can for one another. Because Laura, I am thinking about you actually, and many of you. I know that we all have someone or something that we have to let go of or forgive. And we can let go of that self-protection in a way to be able to move forward. When we forgive someone, we don't have to accept them back into our lives either. We could definitely just say, we could dig a little deeper. We can clear ourselves a little more. We can and move on that way. And we don't ever have to cross a boundary or anything that we don't want to do. You know, we're responsible for ourselves. And I feel this is the time to really go out there clean and fresh and renewed. We talk about weeding the garden to grow new flowers or new food or whatever it is we're doing and nourish ourselves. So now we're going to talk about clearing that water and really go out there and really truly believe that we can move forward with a new beginning. And I think we're going to see a lot of new beginnings. I feel great about this energy. I know you do too. I've spoken like a true Aries moon, but in any case, I'm super anxious to see what it's going to bring. And so I think we're going to, how many of you feel more energy already? I mean, I definitely do. I'm sure some of you do. I feel really good about this because I think that instead of, I don't want to use the word overthinking, but I think we got into a vibration of, I want to call it lollygagging. We couldn't really take action to clear our space. We couldn't take action and make things better. We have to definitely feel a little bit of change and a shift, and I know you will. So let me just see, Jane, I'm going to start with you. I'm going to work myself backwards up into the room today. Super. I'm happy you have more energy, Maya. I love that. I'm sure many of you will. And somebody said, Jane said she didn't have to drag herself out of the bed for the first time. Us too. I mean, it is amazing how true that feels. And it's also amazing that we all have, again, proving that there is a similar vibration and we all connect with each other, you know? Jane, you are first. Curious if I should reach back out to a person I met last year at a concert who keeps popping in my brain. An acquaintance at best.
They gave me their number. Meeting up. Well, let's take a look. You know, when these things happen, we wonder if, like we say, sometimes things don't align, wrong timing or wrong person. We go into things like that, but let me take a look at you, okay? I'm wondering if the timing is better. And why would this be on your mind? This is what I want to know. So let's take a look. Sometimes it's better to leave things. Would you be able to give me a first name? And if not, we'll work around that too. You want to be incognito about it? I'm going to take a look. Thank you. All right, here we go. This will help. Mary, that's funny. Oh, I like this, Jane. There's definitely a recognizable, what's really strange is there is some recognition. Does that make sense to you? Or perhaps there's something here that is definitely meant to happen. And honestly, I'm not going against any of it. Hold on. As far as reaching out, there is a recognition. Okay, I love that. I feel that you should, I'm not usually this on a whim with you guys. I'm very, very protective. I don't think it can hurt for you to reach out. I feel like there's a reason, you know, spirit's talking to you, your higher power's talking to you. I don't feel it should be avoided or ignored. The only other question I have is, do you think you could ever run into this person again without reaching out? Is there any possible way that could happen? Because sometimes things are meant to be and they unfold accordingly without really, okay. If you don't reach out, there's definitely an attraction. There's definitely some kind of connection going on here. If you don't reach out, you're going to run into this person again, but I'm going to encourage you. I want you to follow your heart on this, and honestly, and your head, but there is something here that's building under the surface and under the layers. So there's no time being wasted if you wait a tiny bit until you really feel that urge. I do feel you're going to see this person again, no matter what you do. And I also feel like there's going to be a desire expressed on their part before you, even if you don't do it, it will happen. That's how I want to leave it. Is that enough? You feel good about what I'm saying? So I'm game. I'm definitely okay, supportive of you reaching out. But if you don't, it's all going to unfold accordingly anyway. So I think your intuition, the high priestess energy, is telling you something very significant. And I hope that helps you. All right. Thank you. Mary said my shirt matches my headset and made me laugh, but it's funny. Thank you. I don't plan these things, you know. I just wear what I feel like wearing. And you all notice I'm always cold, so I'm always covered. Yes, you could show up. Good idea. I love that, Jane. You're good that way. All right, let's come up the list here. I could tell everything is, you can tell the difference between the Pisces and Aries energy so well. because it's very important for us to go in a straight line now, where before we were all over the place. So let me see who's next, okay? But these are the things that we become used to over time, we adjust to over time, we realize that nothing stays the same. And we place, and we learn to place, I should say, value around change, even though it's a little scary. And fear is another one, as well as the forgiveness factor that we have to release in order to refresh. Because if we don't trust our own understanding, we have to seek higher. And I talk about the vertical connection now to your higher power, to God, whatever that may be for you. But we have to seek and reach in order to let go of some of these other worldly things that we're dealing with down here, because we're all physical, obviously, in nature, and we're all here. You know, we're not otherworldly, even though some people think we're otherworldly. At the same time, we have to remember to also release some of that fear. And I don't know about you guys, but when we make so many mistakes along the way as human beings, and everyone does, it's a little harder to trust ourselves, right? Without having something to lean into or something to lean up to. And I feel like that's where God comes in, or whatever your higher power means to you and what it is to you. It could be anything. And so that vertical connection is really what we strive for and what we climb to do. We want to keep climbing in order to make everything here feel a little better, you know? And I think it does. Now let me see who's next. All right, here we go. I said one at a time, so I'm going to stick to my guns on that. Could you pull a card? I hope to meet the call. Oh, let me talk to you, Shelly, real quick. Shelly has a meeting with her contractor. She wants to know if it's going to happen this week. I'm feeling towards mid to end of the week.
Definitely. Ugh. Nightmare. Yes, the meeting's going to happen. Now, this is what they're saying.
I also see another female, a dark-haired female that looks very, very helpful in the situation. I don't know who that could be, but I feel it very strongly. I hope that makes sense. Everything looks great. It doesn't look great up until now. It looks like, you know, it's been really challenging, so I don't want to pull any punches with it. Soon your anxiety will dissipate. The movement comes forward. I have a lot of Eight of Wands. We'll notice a lot of Eight of Wands energy right now because of the Aries energy. We notice a lot of Magician. When we look at our messages and things like that, because everything that happens in the universe really does tie together, I think even when we're reading the cards, they kind of know, okay, we're out of this water stuff. I was going to say another word, but we're out of this cycle. So now let's move into the fire cycle. And that's what we come into. So I feel that very strongly. Okay. Let me see. Thank you, Jane. I appreciate that. I feel like it's going to get so much better. I truly feel like it's going to get better. Shell, with this whole thing, again, back to that energy of movement. And now you're not going to stop until it's finished. Okay, so by the time the sun's in Taurus, I feel like you're going to be looking real good. Okay. And that person's going to be very helpful. Thank you. Thank you for being here. All right. Now, hi, Randy. I am so, so sorry for your loss. Do you want to share a little more and tell us who it is? I think what happens is sometimes this is happening under our nose a bit, and I feel like there are so many shifts, by the way, but I'm sorry for your loss, number one. So let me ask you all this, and I'm going to actually refer to all of you here in the room. I'm happy to see you too, Ms. Tara, and I'm happy to see you also. Everyone, Michelle, everyone coming in. It's so great that you're here. Her name was Cindy. I think she was a very, very sweet and very, very sensitive person. And I also feel like, yeah, there's a lot of peace around it. I don't have all the answers, as you know. No, I don't know if any of us do. Randy's asking if she's okay. She lost a dear friend who passed. And, you know, I don't know. I want to believe, and I do believe wholeheartedly, that it's always okay. Because I think when our time is our time, I can't believe any other thing than she's okay. But I don't have an answer for you with anything else, because I would never want to believe it. And I've had so many experiences, honey, along the way that would make me think everyone is okay. And that could take 20 shows from now, but you know, I could go on and on and on. I just will not believe anything else. And I don't want you to believe anything else, because there's so much peace around her. And I feel like sometimes we're no longer meant to struggle, or we're no longer meant to be in pain. And we're all coming to a place, you know, at different time. Whenever it's our time, it's our time. And there are no easy answers. If anybody else has an answer for her, I'm opening the room. And I know it's very difficult, but we all at some point, you know, have our time. And in those moments, there has to be peace. And I believe in that. And Michelle's saying her daddy accepted death, and that's what makes it so much easier, because he's ready to go. Some of us are ready and some of us aren't ready. And getting ready, you know, many of us don't even have a clue to have to be ready for it. Or there's so many things that we can address from your question. And I don't know if anyone has an easy answer, but we have to have faith and believe. When I've seen people pass visually, I've only seen joy, smiling, some good energy, you know, in the space, so many positive things. And I do hope that helps. I've never seen something else, you know, and I'm sure there are other things out there, but I've had very positive experiences around death. So in that way, and I'm sure many of you haven't, but it does help when the person's ready. And I do believe, I feel there was a readiness about her that accepted life as it is. And I feel good about her. Okay. And I hope that helps. Maybe in time we'll check in on her. It's a little fresh, so it takes a bit of time. And many of you know, organically it can happen for us moving forward. Okay. And we'll take care of that. Okay, let me see who is. Michelle, my heart goes out to you as well. Tara, I definitely see improvement continuously. So I don't think the time frame, I do feel there's another opportunity coming out of nowhere. And I also say out of nowhere because I don't feel it's going to be something you look for. It's going to find you. And then you're going to be like, oh, that's what it was. I don't think the time has passed. I don't want to, I don't feel that. I'm getting a lot of celebratory energy. I also feel something coming to you like a calling that's going to come out of the blue, and it will be out of the blue. So just kind of let it go and let it happen. And I feel you'll be really happy about that. Okay. All right. Now let me see who is. Next. Lynn, good morning to you and your bright light. Laura asked for a card. Happy anniversary to she and her husband, John. They're celebrating their 41st wedding anniversary. She's actually off with her pup to do some training, I'm sure. Let's just take a look. She did ask for a card. I want to pull it, okay? So the King of Wands is really a card of truth. It's also a card of coming together for the long haul, which you guys already are after 41 years, so we can't change fate. I do think you'll continue. I feel really good about it. I love the King of Wands because it says if everyone, it builds an honest marriage and a very formidable connection. It also says that if there were any tests or challenges, you overcome them. It feels really good. It's one of my favorite marriage cards actually to pull, or my favorite cards to pull for a married couple. So I love that. And you could just keep moving. There's also a lot of ego shedding, or it's a reminder, speaking of the Aries energy. It's an ego. It's reminding everyone to get out of their ego and to really look at some of the depth of the truth of the connection and things like that. What are the great things about it? Being more positive, having some fulfillment, maybe having some travel together ahead by the eighth month. I love the sun and we're in Aries now, sun in Leo. So during the time the sun is in Leo So I look at all three of the fire signs with the King of Wands. I could go to Leo. I can go to Sag. This year, let's say this. You guys should take a trip together and have some kind of adventure, vacation, something like this, okay? And you should celebrate those 41 years wholeheartedly. And I hope that helps. And happy anniversary. Pamela, let's take a look at you. I feel like I'm missing someone above here. So let me just keep looking. Okay, let me take a look at you. She needs a break. I know they're going to lighten up. I could tell already, but I do feel every week it will improve. You're going to see improvement within 3 weeks. That's how I feel. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean every week is going to be difficult. It means each week it will improve through the season or through the Aries energy is very good for you. But I also want you to continue to rest for about 10 more days, more than you have been previous to you getting sick. So I feel very significant balance is needed in order to heal correctly. And I feel good about that. Also, I'm not a doctor, so I can't give medical advice, but I will say that I feel like you need a little more protein in your body if you haven't done so already. And of course, check with your physician and make sure it's acceptable to them. But I do believe, like, I see you even drinking a protein drink or something like this to build up some strength. And it could come in any form, whatever you can, you know, enjoy. But I like that, like a protein smoothie, a protein shake, a protein drink, da-da-da, like this. You're going to get a break. You're going to start feeling better. Well, let's take a peek. We got to build you up. Okay. Yes, you have been under the weather, Pamela. I see good news ahead. Oh, you had a bugger, boy. I see a lot of strength. They're showing me 9 days and a new beginning. And I say within 3 weeks, back to your old self, renewed. I want to ask you this, though. Did you take something for an infection or something? Like antibiotics or anything like that? Or you want to tell me what's a little bit more? Hi, Becca. Good morning. Happy Monday. And Rebecca, good morning. Happy Monday. Okay, I don't see her. So Pamela, she may have gotten a little sidetracked. But okay, we adore you and I know you're going to feel better. And I do want to make sure that you were treated properly, but you'll hear this, I'm hoping. And then we'll come back and check on you next week, okay? All right, thank you for being here. Okay. Oh, I love this. Okay. Fairy. Maureen, good morning to you, my Jersey friend. And you're cracking me up with the dinosaurs this morning. So funny. Fairies in the midst of a nervous system reset. I love this for you. It feels great. And I'm very picky about these things energetically because I want you to definitely I think it's going to help you thrive. And I also feel like it's going to help you feel more alive, really, not to be rhyming your world away over there. But I definitely feel good about it. And I also feel like you're going to take with you some of the things you've learned for a very, very long time ahead. And then even alter it. It's almost like a platform for you and a stepping stone of other things to come that will help enhance your life. So I love that. Very, very helpful. Pamela is back. Yes, she had an infection. I thought so. I want to make sure they treated you properly. And I believe you're on, I know you're on the right track. You took the proper medication. And again, just everything I'm telling you is good. Moving forward, you're going to be okay and feel better and better. I see that nasty thing. It was terrible. That's why it's just taking so long to get out of your body. But you're doing it. It's going well. Just take it easy because I don't want to like jump the gun and say, oh, everything's full. It's not a quick one, but you're going to get there, all the way there. She wants to go, go, go. And she's sick of resting. Balance is good. You can take a walk. take a look. Thank you for sharing, both of you, Fairy and Pamela. Any word? Okay, Jean, good morning to you. Lara, I'm going to come back to you real quick, and I'm going to say May. I've been waiting this whole time. I saw your question earlier. There's something about the month of May at the latest. I just want to leave it there for now, and then I'll definitely check you further next week, but I'm on to May in my brain. I just need a little more time to process that, okay? All right, I hope that helps. Good morning to you, Jean. Any word from Spirit? All right, let's take a look. Lara says, happy 50th birthday to her. I know. I thought that too. I was kind of hesitant, but we have a lot to look forward to on the other side of that thing. You're going to be like, why did this not happen 5 years ago? You're going to be great though. Please, I'm not being, I am a little bratty right now though. We're going to take a look at Jean. I don't know about you guys, but the pollen here is like this thick. It's so bad. Everywhere. All right, let's take a peek. Let me see. I feel a lot of comfort going back into happy memories from your childhood for some reason. And maybe even connecting with either family or friends or neighbors, anyone that's in your world, really. It's a very light, you're going to have a lighter week. I feel that. But also there's something about your past coming through that you may want to tap into. So early childhood memories. Does anybody, and I know I'm bringing up the silly thing, but talk about childhood stuff. I think Aries allows us, it wants us to play a little more. It wants us to start the season renewed. It wants us to play. I think we're a little too getting there for hula hoop or hopscotch, but maybe not really. However, I was thinking about, I was obsessed with finding these stupid click clacks. Do you guys remember the click clack toys that we used to play with outdoors? Like, and almost knock each other's heads off when we were kids. And I went on this big hunt. I found them actually, but in any case, bottom line is something childlike like this. I don't care if it's coloring. I don't care if it's painting. I don't care if it's writing. I don't care if it's a toy. I don't care if it's silly putty, Play-Doh, something stupid. I know this is crazy, but for the week, be more playful. I really feel like that's the message for you. And I feel good about that. And I hope that helps. So tapping into the Six of Cups energy, holding on to happy memories, really celebrating. What do you want to hold on to from youth? You know, that kind of thing. I think there's a lot of celebrating going on. Okay, I hope that helps. So I'm going to give you this renewal energy of the Ace of Cups and that old renewed vibe of the Six of Cups together for the week. And that's kind of what the vibe is I'm picking up, bringing some old into the new, bringing some old memories into today's memories like this, or creating new memories with some of the things from the past. It could be baking something you loved. It's just this nostalgic vibe is very, very good for you. Sometimes we don't have happy memories from the past, you know, guys, but when we do, we really do. And a lot of things are gone that we, you know, no longer get to experience. So we try to make and create new memories. But going back to Mary said she loved the click clacks. I could tell. I could see why. I did too. Lara says Play-Doh and a Slinky. Perfect childhood toys. They really were. We had so much to entertain ourselves, you know. And with that Aries energy, we certainly want to entertain ourselves so we aren't not out in the world wreaking some havoc. Rebecca Angel, this is for you. Let me just see the time here. Time is flying with you all. Make blueberry muffins. I love that. Rebecca, where did you go? Would love a message. Okay, I let go of my job. Okay, let's take a look. I see a new opportunity within 1 month. Also, do you know what happened at the end of the day? Because it's so strange. Did they ever leave a door open for the future again or anything like that? Because I feel like some seed you already planted is also going to come to fruition for you. They're giving me a month and 4 weeks all over the place. I do hope that helps. Definitely. I see renewal. I see a new season, new position, more money. Certain types of people. Sometimes there's no real satisfying people. You know, there seems to be some maybe demanding energy, something like this that couldn't get quenched, you know. But at the same time, I feel like there's other reasons. There's going to be a new beginning for you that's going to be more celebratory than before, and you'll be a lot happier. I know that. Yeah, and please, I know it's hard when we're, I don't want to make light of this either. When we're let go of something that we, a job, a career, ending a relationship, any of these things that we have to say goodbye to, you know, we tend to beat ourselves up a little bit more. So please don't, because I don't believe there were people around you that could ever really fully get satisfied in any way, really. And I don't know if this makes sense yet, but you'll look back and it'll make sense. You're going to be with a happier vibe, happier energy. I even could feel in a family if you want to go in that direction again. I feel very good about that. I hope that helps. Okay. And you come back and let us know. All right, hold on now. We have a little time there on Lara's birthday, but I guess we'll start celebrating then. All right, you guys. Let me come back. Definitely good vibes. There were rich customers. Okay, you'll do it. You'll find a happier family. You know, in what ways, I know that word rich, whatever. I was thinking about returning to where I was, you know, I lived down in Stewart for over 30 years, well over 30 years. And it's kind of like La La Land to me now, because there is so much more wealth there, yes, but rich, nah. I think that for some of us, what is actually the meaning of that word? You know, I don't want shallow. You don't want shallow. Some certain, you know, that vibe sometimes can be a little on the shallow side. And I think I'm happier with my raccoons, you know, and I believe that about you all too. There's such a depth to the word rich. What makes your lives enriched? It's enriched. What enriches you? What fulfills you? You know, there's a, yes, we actually need finances now. We need money to live. We need to all of these things, but it's on the surface. And so many layers of fulfilling things that you find in the everyday simple things in life. And I feel very, very strongly about that. And so when we have, and especially working for people like that, so-called rich or whatever you want to say, there is it doesn't really make the people or the person, and it takes away some of the richness of what it is. You know what I mean? So there's a little bit of a shallowness, and I'm excited to go and really look at some older places, you know, in back in the day in Stewart and all of these things I'm going to be visiting for the first time in years and year, and really excited about understanding how very much I value today and this peace and this nature and this in this no man's land of, you know, joy, really. And that's rich. And many of you, you know, what is it that makes you feel rich? Because it's not always going to be the money. It's not always going to be luxury. It's not always going to be the things we can't have because we think we want them. And stability is good, you know, foundation is good, safety, having a roof over our heads, having food on our table. We need all that. But when push comes to shove, we need so much more that we can't see. And I really, really want to get that through to all of you right now, because there's so much going on in this crazy world. And I hope you're really all proud of yourselves. And I really hope you find something in this season for yourself so you can become more of who you are to be able to share it with others, because that is really the most important thing of all. And again, to fix what we said can really poison the space by fixing what it is that's bothering you inside, by correcting some of that brokenness, by letting go of some of that bitterness. You know, Aries is like that cut off your head kind of energy. So be careful when you're moving about and try to take a breath before you move too quickly. And Jane says she'd like a roof or six people and a baby. Okay, we're going to get you that. I feel that. I'd like a roof where six people and a baby weren't lumbering around on my head. I want that for you too. And then look, that's not a lot to ask for, you know. Security and safety is where it's at. I am so late, guys. I have to go. They're like, Kat, shut up. Serena, thank you for your patience. Lori Love, enjoy your show. Have a great day. Everybody take care. And I'm so grateful to be back with you. Bye, everybody. I'm going to get thrown off. Bye.